a market analyst, previews an important crop report out later this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Farm Credit 100. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities, talks about his expectations for Friday's WASDE numbers from USDA and if he thinks the U.S. crop is getting bigger after this. USDA released its quarterly grain stocks report September 30th, and Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities, says it was slightly friendly for soybeans.
It was 14 million under what the trade had estimated, 19 million under what the last report was. But when you look at it, it was actually almost two times what we had a year ago. So it tells you that we still are in a growth pattern.
For corn, Rose tells Brownfield ending stocks were down slightly, but the headline was feed usage during the last quarter.
Was at a five-year high at 525 million bushels versus 684 million the last in 2010. So, you know, it still says that we had strong feed usage, but even despite that, we still had big ending stocks.
The next round of USDA numbers come in the form of the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE, out Friday at 11 a.m. Central. Rose says he thinks the U.S. corn and soybean crop is getting bigger.
Historically, when you have an extended growing season, which we did, not an early frost, and we had some decent timely moisture toward the end of the crop, which we did have. First of all, when you look at the soybeans, you know, you think that probably the 47.1 bushels an acre can grow to this 47.5 million bushels or higher that we had last year, particularly with the yield so far. With 21% of the soybean crop harvested actually coming out above last year as a nation here so far.
Rose says the corn yield might be reduced one or two bushels, but that wouldn't be a game changer, and adds the WASDE report may create some marketing opportunities.
Particularly on corn, we think that you can take advantage of some risk management, lock in a floor with 420 on July corn with some option strategies, build a model, sell $5 July calls, you know, and that gives you a pretty big range from 420 down, and you still get a chance to get $5.
His strategy for soybeans?
Without weather problems in South America, that the same thing, look in March and make sure you buy some $9 March bean puts and sell some $10 calls. Give yourself a window to go up. Cover yourself on the downside. It's an El Nino year, and that means that historically we've had good growing conditions in South America. So far, planting's going along just fine in South America and no real weather issues.
Again, the latest WASDE report is out on Friday. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.